Hey guys, Tom here, and this is the interview I had with the Panda Band from Perth at the Northcote Social Club a couple of weeks ago. Due to technical issues, we did lose a little bit of the interview, but luckily we managed to salvage the majority of it, so here it is. Hey, Tom here from We Talk You Die, and today I am at the Northcote Social Club with the Panda Band. How are you all doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
So we're at the Northcote Social Club because you guys are playing tonight for your album launch tour. So how's the tour been going so far? Because I know it's been right across Australia.
Extensive. yeah, we've kind of been all over the place and we had a lovely time in Queensland.
I think being in a band, you never actually get a chance to really so much like experience it until afterwards. Like I look back now on what we did back then, it just doesn't even seem real, really. And now I think, well, what I'm doing now, is that real right now and all that kind of stuff?
You know? Yeah.
I'm not on any drugs.
I read when you were touring across the US and even in the UK, decent-sized festivals like South by Southwest wanted you to play and stuff like that. How do you feel to be able to play these massive things or be on an international radio station?
It's very encouraging. Yeah, you never know what response you're going to get when you're starting out a band. You just kind of do what comes naturally and what you enjoy. And if you can get away with like going overseas with it and people wanting to hear it kind of all over the world, then you just got to keep pinching yourself sometimes because, Chris says, you look back and you go, I can't believe we did that. Yeah, it's exciting.
Cool. And back home, you managed to pick up a bunch of awards over at the Whammies and stuff like that. Do you feel like you've made it as a band by winning these type of awards?
Music's not a sport, so you can't really award music. It's just some people tend to like what you do and reward you with, like a cake like we do at WA, you get cakes. But I don't think it really has anything to do really with the band, you know?
Yeah. And what kind of reception do you get home in Perth compared to when you tour across the whole country?
Because it's your home, you kind of feel a little bit of pressure, I guess, because, you know, you're playing a show in your hometown, you want to kind of do well there. But then at the same time, you do notice different crowds in different states, you know? Like, it's a bit different this time. I think you kind of reach the stage in Perth where when you first start out, sort of people are like, who are these guys? Why are they getting attention? And you kind of get cut down a bit, but then they kind of go, oh, no, they're still writing music, you know, they're not that bad. And then you kind of get accepted in the Perth scene. So it's kind of a weird one, you know. I remember giving band shit for being really good, going, ugh, hate them.
And now to the album. It was released back in July. How do you think it's been received so far?
Seems pretty positive. Like it's been getting album of the week and things in magazines and people have, you know, been complimenting us after shows and things like that. So no one's thrown anything at us and wanted their money back. So I think it's pretty good so far.
And compared to the reception that your first album got, do you reckon it's been any different or any better?
There's not much of a big bang on the release this time. We just kind of just got it out there and not too much fanfare. And we're just working hard at playing as many shows as we can to sort of get in people's faces that way and remind them we're back.
It's been mentioned that it was more of a combined process writing this album. What do you mean by that?
So all the members kind of contributed a bit of music to form the song, the final product at the end, like this. For those radio viewers that can't see what I'm doing, I'm just doing this. Oh, they still can't see.
No.
Okay, I'm doing this. Hey, can I just give a shout out to our sound guy? Jay, if you're listening, thanks, man, for coming on tour. You do good sound.
The new album, just like all your other recordings, has been released through your own label, Bamboo. Why did you do that, for one, and what are the bonuses of doing it through your own label?
There's not really as much outside influence to change songs and, you know, supposedly come up with that perfect formula for number one hit records. You just do what you think makes a good song rather than what sells or whatever. And hopefully we just did it for the music and what we thought was going to be amazing on a record. And, yeah, it just gives us more control over the creative process.
And what can you expect from the Panda Band's live show?
Oh, there we go. We heard a rock and roll in the background from some passerby. So we'll go with rock and roll. I guess, you know, from if you've heard the album, it's pretty powerful, you know?
Yes, I think powerful is a good word. There's nice melodies in there and harmonies and some sexy keyboard sounds and zany flipping antics from Rufus on his fuzz bass and Scotty drums up a storm and
fat drums.
Just fat drums.
Yeah. Like, really correct spelling of that. And, yeah, it's really fun.
And what's on for the rest of 2011 for you guys?
I think just lots of touring and getting the name back out there, getting more people to listen to the album. Yeah.
So have you planned any other tours after this one, or is it just all up in the works at the moment?
I think we're planning to get back out on the road next couple of months again, so straight back on it. Going to be getting on some support, so look out for whatever that would be.
Yeah, there's lots of things that may be happening. We don't know which one we're going with yet, so it's kind of wait and see.
And finally, where can people get your music from?
All good record stores. and I think online, you know, iTunes, all that crazy stuff.
BitTorrent.
Could you actually get hopefully it from BitTorrent? Very, you guys up there?
It's very flattering. Oh, phones for interviews.
Oh, classic. Well, anyway, well, you probably, you know, should have picked it up.
I probably, but you know, I respect you too much, man.
Well, thanks for talking to me, guys. I really appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was the Panda Band, an awesome four-piece from Perth. You guys should definitely check them out. Their album, new album's out now, and they're touring nationally. This is also the moment where I have to come and do a little bit of self-promotion. So please go and like the Facebook page. It's easy to get to, just www.facebook.com/WeTalkYouDie. There's all the fun stuff and all the other crap we do up there. Links to the SoundCloud and the iTunes podcast. Get on it.